Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Some are easier than others. So on the first question, at least what I have listed for myself here, stakeholder versus rights holder, and then maybe how does this relate to business partners? I mean, I think business partners have a different role in this sort of construct, and it's not just the directive. I think that's generally how due diligence works. I mean, they're the ones that need to work together with, in a mandatory regime, the companies in scope to identify and address the issues. So they don't have to do due diligence themselves, but they have to at least help in identifying who is sort of in the supply chain, for instance, and then what are the impacts that the operations of the business partner has, and then work together to address them. So but stakeholder, the term stakeholder in the directive plays a role for, in particular, stakeholder engagement. And it covers not just rights holders, but also other interested persons or affected, potentially affected persons. So it goes a bit beyond a victim of harm that could, for instance, bring a liability claim. There's a definition on that term in the directive. On disengagement, as I said, I mean, the directive has a rather strict regime on disengagement. It favors engagement and responsible disengagement as a last resort. So it's meant to happen only when all the other due diligence measures to prevent or bring to an end an impact have failed. There's even a further requirement to draw up an enhanced plan to prevent or address the issue. And when all of this has failed and it is a serious impact, and that could, for instance, be forced labor or child labor, then there is, in principle, an obligation to disengage. But even then, the company has to make sort of an assessment as to whether disengagement would create even worse problems than it seeks to address. So there's this last filter in a way that applies. When it comes to, and so that's not just in the recitals of the directive, that's in the text of the directive, in the core articles 10 and 11, which are then further explained through the recital. Indeed, state-enforced forced labor is something which a company can probably not address, even together with a business partner, and it concerns a serious human rights harm. So that is, I think, a situation where disengagement, at least with respect to a business partner that operates in such a region, might have to indeed disengage. Footnote to that, there is of course also the forced labor ban. So we have a forced labor regulation. So in any event, these products are not supposed to come in any longer into the European Union. So whatever the outcome of this activity is, would in any event could not be imported. So that's yet another reason why, in a way, it makes no sense to operate. To work together with a business partner that is in such an area. The happy topic of the omnibus. I think one should not read just the media. Sometimes this is not the best source of information, I have to say. It's probably better to look at the press conference, because this was not like a program announced or an initiative announced. It was a comment in a press conference, an important one. But one has to listen to it. I think it was said that these laws that were mentioned, among them the CSDD, are good laws. They make sense. But what we need to address, and this is not something new, this our president has said for some time, is potential burdens that come from the multitude of data points that have to be produced by companies. I read this, and that's my reading personally, I don't have any other information, as referring to reporting burdens. There's a link here between the CSDD and the reporting directive. And that's something, there is a pledge to reduce reporting burdens by 25% or even higher for to the extent SMEs are concerned. And that's something where indeed there is probably a potential to work further on to avoid duplication And maybe to reduce also the detail of some of that.